Once there was a king, and the king said to the subjects, "Today I'm opening a gallery. And what I want all of you to do is in this gallery come and make an exhibit of all your problems." So everyone came to the gallery and made an exhibit of all their problems. So after everyone had done that, they began browsing around the gallery, looking at each other's problems in life. So one person went and was looking around and he was looking at other problems. Secretly inside, we feel better when we see other people's problems, isn't it? So everyone was walking around the gallery looking, "Oh my God, look at this person's problem." And, "Oh God, that's terrible, you know. Oh, thank God I don't have that problem," you know. They were going around the gallery. Everyone felt a little bit uplifted. My life is not so bad. And then they all began exiting the gallery. And then the king said, "Where are you all going?" I said, "We've seen everyone's problems now. We're out of here." He said, no, "I've got a gallery full of problems here. I want you to walk around the gallery and everyone has to take someone's set of problems away." So now they walked back into the gallery in a different mood. Now looking at which set of problems will we take away. So they looked at one person's problems and said, "Oh, not so bad. Oh, but that thing. Oh no, we don't want to take that one." Went to the next one. "Okay, it's not so bad. Oh, more, but that thing. No, we don't want to take that one." Finally, they looked at everyone's problems and said, "You know what? I'll just take my own problems and just get out of here." We look at our life and we think my problems are the worst problems. Krishna gives me the hardest time. Arjuna, in the beginning of the fifth chapter, says the same thing to Krishna. "I know you've told me to stay in the world, but do you know how many problems, how difficult this is to fight in this battle? How do you know what I'm going through?" Krishna maintains his position and says to Arjuna, "You have to learn the art of action in Krishna consciousness." Krishna says to Arjuna, "I know your work is difficult and I know there are many problems you are encountering, but you have to learn the art of making your work into worship." And therefore, through the Gita, Krishna is explaining to Arjuna how to make your work into worship. First thing is righteous work. Do work which is good. Work which adds value to the world. Work which is not exploitative, but rather benefits other people. Work in a righteous way. But not only should you work in a righteous way, offer your results to Krishna. When we work in this world, we get certain results. We get a monetary result, we get influence result, we get skills and knowledge that we acquire from our work. Learn to use all of those things in Krishna's service. So perform righteous work, offer your results of your work. Krishna says to Arjuna, "Remember me while you're working." While you're at work, remember Krishna. Hear a lecture, hear a kirtan, speak to a devotee, try to invoke some kind of remembrance while you're doing your work of Krishna. And finally, in your remaining time outside of work, serve Krishna. In this way, if you follow this formula, righteous work, offer your results, remember Krishna while you're working, and in your remaining time serve Krishna, then Arjuna is told by Krishna. Krishna says to Arjuna, "You are as good as any sannyasi. You are as good as any sadhu. If you do your work and you completely offer everything to Krishna, that is real sannyas." And therefore, Krishna is saying to Arjuna, "I'm telling you again, you don't need to remove yourself. Simply offer your work to me." Once one man, he came to Srila Prabhupada and he said, "Swamiji, I have so many factories. I have so much wealth. I have so much people working under me, but I'm so full of anxieties." Prabhupada said, "Yes. Chintam aparimeyam cha. If your desires are endless, then your anxieties will also be endless." Prabhupada looked at him and he said, "Don't worry. We have a solution for you. Give us your factories. Give us your people. Give us your money. We'll use it in Krishna's service. You will be peaceful. We'll be happy. Krishna will be happy." The man said, "I'm not sure I can do that immediately, Swamiji, but maybe I can take down your number and I'll get back to you." Prabhupada said to the devotee, no, we'll contact you, get his number, we'll be right round, we want to serve you. Are we ready? Are we ready to give everything to Krishna? Still our policy is, one for Krishna, two for me. Two for Krishna, four for me. Krishna is not simply looking at what you give him. But Krishna is saying, "I'm interested in what's behind your back." Krishna says to Arjuna, the more you learn to give, the more you learn to selflessly serve, the more you learn to let go of your selfish desires, to that extent, you'll find happiness in your life. And therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna, come to the point of nishkam karma yoga. No more selfishness.